Donald Trump and the apprentice KGB codename Krasnov. At the recent Tourism Resilience Conference in Jamaica, it became clear that many national economies by Caribbean countries depend on American tourists. It also became clear that diversifying their source markets is now a top priority to attract travelers from regions other than the United States. Foreign media reports published today renew the theory of U.S. President Trump-Russia's alleged, perhaps forced connection to Russian intelligence. Is this because reporters love fake news, are frustrated over Trump, or is this the biggest global spy story ever unfolding? Putin must have something over Trump? During the unsuccessful FBI probe during the Biden administration to connect Trump with Moscow, conspiracy theories remained active for years about Russian President Putin, who has been a high-level KGB agent for decades, having something over Trump that would protect him. The KGB is also known for planning years in advance, what about exactly 38 years? Positioning a U.S. president would be the top of a KGB success story. A source in Ukraine found this theory reasonable based on what happened this week. A high-level Ukrainian government professional working in tourism and didn't want to be named told eTurbo News. The recent unexplained turn on Ukraine by the United States is incredible. I am following the daily news about the U.S. president, and it sounds crazy to all of us. It questions what these 3 years of war, personal sacrifices and devotions, and losses were for, and where we are heading. I don't even know how to comment on this, as many of my Western friends are speechless about Trump's comment. Ukraine starting this horrible war, and Zelensky being a dictator, this is sick. After these comments, the world is hungry for an explanation. What triggered this type of comment by the most powerful government leader in the world? Donald Trump, a Russian agent? Al Nurmuzayev, the ex-chairman of the National Security Committee, NSC, of Kazakhstan and a former high-level agent of the KGB, explained his situation to X Today, remaining anonymous. Donald Trump is a Russian agent. He was recruited by the KGB of the USSR in 1987. When I was with the KGB, I repeatedly reported my finding that an obscure pro-Moscow newsletter, the Executive Intelligence Review, had announced that Moscow liked the prospect of Trump becoming a future U.S. president in 1987. It was published after Trump visited Moscow that year. While it is not fully known what transpired on that trip, it can be surmised that classic KGB compromat methods were involved. At any rate, Trump, upon returning to the U.S., took out full-page ads in New York newspapers on some of his pet issues as he began testing the waters for a future in American electoral politics. 29 times Donald Trump did what Putin wanted. Whose side is he on? It's hard to keep up, so here's a handy guide to America's new policy of close alignment with the Kremlin. Quite notably, the effort led to Trump being offered a primetime TV show on NBC that ran for over a decade, The Apprentice. This launched his career in public life in the U.S. Mark Burnett produced The Apprentice, with Donald Trump as the co-producer and star. U.S. banker with Putin ties reportedly tapped Mark Burnett to access Donald Trump transition team. ABC News is the latest media outlet shocked, to report Donald Trump's The Apprentice producer partner slash pal Mark Burnett has had dealings with Russians connected to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Burnett has boasted of being in business, or at least in business talks, with Putin's circle. In Tuesday's much-aggregated report, ABC News. ABC News reported that Donald Trump's friend, Mark Burnett, has had dealings with Russians connected to Russian President Vladimir Putin. www.fcnp.com. Donald Trump's love for Russia started, however, already years earlier, when his son Donald Trump Jr. talked to eTurbo News in 2008. Trump believes Russia is an emerging market worth investing in, however, in the high-end sector, he counts on his international experience in the market. Trump said, "The emerging world, in general, attributes such brand premium to real estate that we are looking all over the place, primarily Russia." He added, "And in terms of high-end product influx into the U.S., Russians make up a pretty disproportionate cross-section of a lot of our assets, say in Dubai, and certainly with our project in Soho and anywhere in New York. We see a lot of money pouring in from Russia. There's indeed a lot of money coming for new builds and resale, reflecting a trend in the Russian economy and, of course, the weak dollar versus the ruble. iturbonews.com. For the sake of travel and tourism worldwide, for the sake of peace through tourism and the American people, it can only be hoped that Alnur Muzayev is lying and that the 29 favors President Trump presented to Russia were in the interest of the American people, Elon Musk, and the Trump Corporation. It would be the biggest threat to national security in the United States if this was about cashing in on a 38-year-long game of favoritism initiatives by the KGB. This report by the Politica shows another possible reason why President Trump may have been tricked by Putin to call Ukrainian President Zelensky a dictator and Ukraine starting the conflict, resulting in the special military operation by the Red Army, the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. Killing with kindness, why Putin is proving so amenable to Trump. Putin thinks exploiting Trump's desire to be seen as swift and decisive is the best way to get what he wants in Ukraine. Intelligence services often recruit foreign assets without them even knowing they are being recruited, and until then, a favor or favors need to be cashed in. A former CIA agent explained this several years ago at an international tourism police conference in Las Vegas. iTurbo News attended. The event was attended also by a delegation from Russia.